Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence, because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified, that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified, in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life, and that's what we seek, God, life. Eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now, God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer. And Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our trouble lies, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Is weighing me down. It's choking my heart. I'm chained up and bound. Well, if pride is my prison, then grace be my key. Sweet Holy Spirit, come rescue me. Oh Spirit, Spirit, I surrender. Spirit, Spirit, I submit to you now. I surrender.
Oh, what can I say? I've worried so much, I forget how to pray. When I'm down on my knees, and this is coming from my soul, yes it is, sweet Holy Spirit, yeah, it's called submit to you now. Spirit, I surrender.
Encouraging you all day long. Jesus in the Morning Radio with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mr. Jonathan Butler this morning, and I believe so long bye-bye to your pain and your troubles and your sorrows this morning. And Pastor Mark Hinton came in and prayed the prayer of faith, and that was New World Sign, Sweet Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I love them boys right there, that New World Sign. They have so many great songs, and I thank God for good gospel music this morning. Thanking for another Wednesday morning, waking us up clothed in our right minds. We have the use and activities of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength, and we're grateful unto him this morning. Appreciate it. Love him today. Can't help but love him. He's so good to us. Always faithful. Woof. Always faithful. Oh, that's what I love about him, too. He is always faithful, always on time, never late, never late. Comes to see about us. And so we're grateful unto him again this morning. Today we're going to be talking about medications and TV. Medications and television. I know we've seen many commercials about different medications, and there's always a side effect. I'm going to get rid of my diabetes, but I'm going to take on a heart attack. Oh, no, I don't think so. And for years, I've seen these commercials, and I would laugh, and I would laugh. I was like, who's going to take that, and it's going to kill you with something else. You're going to get rid of one thing to take on something else. And many times you go to the doctor and they prescribe medication, but they don't really tell you the side effects. I was blessed with a pharmacy that's detail-oriented. And what she does is when she fills a prescription, she have a consultation with you and make sure that you understand the side effects. Now, if you take this, it might cause some breathing problems. If you take this, you know, your heart might do something. You know, she always explained to you, so you'll have the option of whether you want to take that med or not. And sometimes we're in pain of something else, and so we just decide to go on and take it and take our chances. But it can end up real bad for us. I took a medication called metformin. And taking that medication, it gave me stomach problems. Yeah, inflammation in my stomach and something they call GERD and some other stuff. So now, once you get this, you got to take another anti-inflammatory medication and digestive medicine to help your stomach. Well, you didn't have that before, but after taking it, woman for a while, here come this other stuff. Oh yeah, it's something serious. But nonetheless, God is faithful and he's a healer. and he will heal us if we can but trust him and believe. And sometimes the pain is so severe, you say, well, I'm just going to have to take this and just have a heart attack because I'm hurting. Yeah. But we wanted to talk about that today, and I wanted to play a couple of commercials that tell you what the medication do, but afterwards, the side effect of it. Yeah. So I wanted to play that for you today. So much is going on in the world, and so much has changed. You know, back in the day, you could somewhat trust the doctor, but today you can't trust nobody, even doctors. You can't trust them. I had one, he got upset with me, real upset with me, because I refused to take the vaccination. And I'm thinking, but it's my choice, it's my body. You do what you want with yours, but please don't try to tell me what to do with mine, because my thinking is much different from yours. He said he was a believer and all this stuff, and he and his family took it, and yada, yada, yada. I said, okay, and let's just see what happened in a few years to you. Let's see if you start declining, because he's older than I am. And let's see what problems you didn't have, that because you took that, now you're going to have those problems. So I was thinking, for years, it's our choice. America is the land of the free, the home of the brave. But with this pandemic thing and the vaccination, it's being forced. You know, it's not, you're free to not take it. You know, everywhere you turn, they're closing doors and opening the door for the vaccination. And if you don't take this, this will happen. If you don't take it, that will happen. And I'm like, it's forced, because you know good and well people need their jobs. They need their jobs. That's why they work, so they can provide for themselves. But now I can't go to work unless I take what you're offering me, which is the vaccination. It's so quick you made it. I don't know what's in it. People were screaming, well, it's not FDA approved. All of a sudden now it's FDA approved. So we just got to pray, watch as well as pray. Yeah. And if you're forced to take it, then what you have to do is you have to pray that the Lord run this stuff out of your body. Lord, show me what to take to run this out of me. Show me what to take to get this stuff out of me. Because I don't know what it was, but Lord, you know, I needed this and I needed that. I need my job. You said a man don't work shouldn't eat. And God, they threatening me over here and they threatening me over there. They're threatening me with my family members that I love. And what should I do? And if I have to take it again, Lord, run this stuff out my body. Don't let it stay in here. Yeah. And keep me safe. Yeah. I pray that he... Okay, wheatgrass juice. All right, Brother Lewis said drink wheatgrass juice. Okay, I'm going to look for some of that to give to some of my family members because they were forced to take it. And they told my friend he had cancer, so, oh, you got to take this because, see, you have cancer. Well, he don't know about medical stuff, so it scared him. You know, they used a fear tactic, and he went ahead and took it. Okay, but the wheatgrass juice for detoxing. Yeah. I tell you, that devil come but to kill, steal, and destroy. It's his job to always have something to kill us, to steal from us, to the end of results is to destroy us. It's Jesus who come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And see, the devil, he know, he see. He's been here a very long time. So he know people, and he know the reactions of people. And a lot of people are fighting against those who decide not to take the vaccine. They fight those who said, I don't want this. I don't know what this is. Well, you need to take it. One lady asked me, she said, well, Barbara, why you didn't take it yet? And said it with an attitude. I'm thinking to myself, keep me saved, Lord, before I click right here, right now. Keep me saved. This is my body. I should be able to choose what I want to put in it and what I don't want to put in it. Yeah, you shouldn't have to, you shouldn't have the words over me. For me, I'm closed in my right mind. I'm not crazy. I'm not senile. You know, I can think and make a choice, a good choice for myself. And if I don't take the vaccine and I go out and I catch COVID, oh, well, it was my choice. You act like you're saving me for something. No, you're not saving me for nothing. Because if you were saving me for something, food prices wouldn't be this high and I get a little bit of money. People on fixed incomes wouldn't get the same income, but yet you raise the prices of food. You raise the prices of gas, but people getting the same amount of money to live off. So if you cared about me, really cared about me, do something about that. Don't worry about me sticking nothing in my arm. Be concerned about me living good and having the things I need, the proper food, so I don't have to go to a cheap store where it may not be meat I'm getting, it may be dog, it may be anything, because I can't afford real meat. It's just fixing so I can get fresh vegetables and fresh fruit. Yeah, not this kind of stuff that didn't even come out the ground. It may have come out of a bowl or out of some container somewhere. It never saw the ground. So now if you want to really help me with these things. And people pay nothing attention. They just jump on the bandwagon with any and every old thing. Any and every, whatever they say, we gonna do it. And they ain't got no love for you. Yeah, especially seniors. They want seniors on out of here anyway, because we are in the way. And we know real from fake. Yeah. We know real from fake. I remember way back in the day, they showed a segment of Good Times where I think it was the woman Wanda, one of them was over there eating dog food because they couldn't afford to go to the grocery store and buy real food. And they had to eat and they bought dog food that would last them. I'm like, my goodness, today that's a reality. Yeah. Brother Lewis said, do a Google search on detoxifying your body. And get the foolishness out of you, because you don't know what they shot in you. You're no medical professional, you're no scientist, and they can tell you anything, which happens many times. They tell you anything. Yeah, the doctor, he a lot of times don't really examine you for what you said your symptoms are. He just go ahead and diagnose you off of the symptoms and quickly write you a prescription. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Lewis said that was poor old-timers eating canned cat food. And see, that's another thing. We don't know what's in cans. We don't know what's in it. They say it's Chef Boyardee ravioli. You don't know what that meat is in that ravioli. It's just so much. It's just so much. We have to consider today, this is why we pray. And we pray over our food and we pray over everything, even the water we drink, bottled water. We pray over everything because we don't know. We're not sure about what we're putting in our bodies. Yeah. When I was growing up, I didn't hear a lot about diabetes. But as I grew older, you know, I began to hear more and more about diabetes in the 60s and 70s. Yeah. And I don't know if people heard a lot about it before then or whatever, but I didn't see as many people dying from these illnesses as they are now. They could have been now, but we didn't hear a lot about that. We ate fresh stuff out the ground. Fresh vegetables. We worked on the farmer's market, my brother and I. And sometimes my mother would go and snap beans. And sometimes in the summer, my dad might would take a day and go with us and help shell peas or grape something, you know, separate the bad from the good. And we got paid for all of that. Fishing, We didn't hear a lot about all this stuff in the water. It could have been there now, but we didn't hear a lot about mercury and this and that because a lot of people, like my family, we had what we call fishing holes. You know, you had certain places that was not commercialized. Nobody really knew. A whole lot of people didn't know about it, so we would go there and fish, and you would catch fresh fish out the water, brims and different things, you know, fresh water, I think they called it. And we, you know, felt safe in eating the food, vegetables and peaches and all this stuff. We felt safe. But today you got to be concerned about the chicken that you eat. We ate chicken, but it came out the yard. They fed the chickens. And like a week or so before we was going to have chicken and dumpling or whatever, they put the chicken up off the ground. And they only fed the chicken grain, ground corn, or something like that. The chicken no longer walked on the ground. And there was what we call chicken wire under them. They walked on wire, and they was given water and grain, you know, ground corn or whatever they gave them. And in a week or so, you saw them chop the chicken head off or wring the chicken neck, and they had boiling water, and they started to pick the feathers off. And when they got through, they cleaned them up real good, washed them inside and out, and cut him up and seasoned him, and most times let him set overnight, and the next day he was for dinner. Yeah. Then we had grocery stores that you could go to and buy chicken. And during this time, the chicken wasn't big like it is now, big pieces. And the meat so tough, chicken so tough, it appears you need to add a little tenderizer, meat tenderizer, the tenderized chicken. Yeah, when I grew up, chicken was already tender and soft, and you didn't have to add nothing but your seasonings to it. All kind of stuff, all kind of stuff. Back during those times, watermelons was really sweet. You didn't get too many bad watermelons. They, you know, cropped them when the time was right for them to crop. A lot of people that was watermelon growers, I mean, for acres and acres of watermelon, and they used the almanac, a book that told them when to plant, how to plant, when not to plant, that kind of thing. And my daddy had a beautiful garden, beautiful. Watermelon sweet, but he would take the watermelon seeds and soak them in sugar water. Yeah, and then plant it. I don't know if he let them dry it out afterwards, but he planted the watermelons, huge watermelons come up, and each one you got was really sweet, nice red color, the outside of it, nice green rinds, and they would wash the rind of the watermelon and cut it up and make a preserve out of it that you could put on a biscuit, a toast. Yeah, all of these things went on. You could walk down the street and there were what we call mulberry bushes. And they would be loaded with mulberries. And they leave stains. And some people took it and did something to it, and they could dye clothes with it. You could eat it. You could make a pie. They made something called a doobie. And all these different kind of things. Yeah, Brother Lou, the farmer's almanac. Yeah. And it's online now. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah. So they had all of these things back in the day. And man just didn't want to stay with what was natural. He wanted more. He wanted different. So he began to test things and put things together to see if this would bring that. I remember we had what we call thoroughbred dogs. You know, you got a dog and that's what he was, whatever breed he was. But then they started mixing stuff together. I mix this kind of dog with that kind of dog to see what you get. I'm telling you, all kind. Mix an orange and a tangerine together. It's going to give you a tangelope. I'm like, what in the world? Yeah, they mixed all kind. They mix a lemon and this together. It's going to bring that. And just all kind of nonsense. So today, we in a place where we have to be careful with food, medications, all of this. Back in the day, the medicines, I remember my parents using It was Goody, G-O-O-D-Y, a Goody in a blue and white box, a pack, a BC. If you had a headache or some type of pain, you would take that Goody or take a BC, and a lot of times they drank a Coke with it because it boosted up, made it work in your body quicker. They used castor oil, olive oil, mineral oil, something they call as it is for your stomach, all kind of home remedy things. And these things worked. They actually worked. You had a toothache, you would put, I think it was an allspice stick in it. If you had a cavity and it was hurting, until you could get to a dentist. And they had all kind, and this stuff actually worked. Sometimes you would get a splinter in your finger, and they would take tweezers and pull it out. If it was in so far, they had a thing that was called adjusting, I think it was. And they would put that where the splinter was. They would pick around it, you know, that have an opening in there, and they would put that adjusting on and bandage it up. And the next day, you wake up, the splinter was out and on the cloth that was wrapped around it. I love bare feet, so I walk bare feet a lot. I would cut my feet. I might would step on a nail or a tack, and they were scared of what they call lockjaw. So what they would do is they would take a piece of fat bacon and some turpentine, put the turpentine on the bacon, and tie it on your foot. And they said that drew the poison that would cause the infection out of there. Or if it got infected, it would draw the infection out. And you would see all of this on the cloth. Yeah, drawing salve for splinters. Yeah, Brother Louis. Yeah, Louis know what I'm talking about. And it had all kind of home remedies. And some things they could go to what we call back then, it wasn't called pharmacy, it was called drugstore. And you could go to the drugstore and talk to the, I assume he was a pharmacist, the one who making up all the stuff, and he would tell you what to get for whatever was ailing you. I remember in Jacksonville on the corner of Kings Road and Myrtle Avenue, there was a hardware store connected to the drugstore. And they sold all kind of stuff, warm cashews and ice cream cones. And you could talk to the pharmacist, the druggist in there, I guess you would call him then, and tell him what your problem was, and he would recommend stuff for you. And sometimes he would recommend a home remedy, something you got in your kitchen already, baking soda and some water for indigestion. Yeah, all kind of stuff. Cherry Coke, yes, Brother Louis, they had all of that. Further down Kings Road, down by Kings Road, and I think it was Spiron Street, they had another drugstore that was called Lily Drugstore. And my mom would buy crepe paper out of there, and that's what she made the flowers out of that was in the florist. And they served a raspberry ice cream, a raspberry sherbet ice cream cone. I thought it was the greatest thing I had ever heard of. So when we would go over there, and this was only like a nickel for a scoop of ice cream on the ice cream cone, one nickel. You could buy a loaf of bread for 16 cents, 15 cents. Yeah, a soft drink cost you a nickel in the bottom. Knee-high grape, knee-high orange, knee-high strawberry. They had sunburst sodas. Yeah, sunburst strawberry, sunburst orange. And that knee-high grape, it was the business for me. It was full of flavor. So you had all of that. You could go to the Premier Meat store and get a whole fryer, a whole chicken for 57 cents. 57 cents for a whole chicken. Yeah, and to me, that haven't been that long ago. I'm 64 years old, but that haven't been that long ago in my book. But where we are today, things are so much different. And it's the way man wanted. He wanted to become more what we call modernized, more up-to-date. We can do this and we can do that because man want to be in charge. He wants to be in control. But there's only one that controls it all. He controls the heaven and the earth, and that's Almighty God who have all the power. So today we have to pray over everything. We have to watch everything. We have to be careful what the doctor recommends, because today it appears that it's not recommended for our good, but for the pharmaceutical company good, for those that make the medicine, those that sell the medicine, you know, for the sake of their pockets. And I'm sure a lot of this stuff they making and selling, they don't take it, neither, you know, their family, they're not taking it either. So, again, we watch as well as pray. And God have it all in control. This is why it's important for us to practice trusting God now. It's important for us to keep the faith in him. Yeah, those of us that come to him, we must believe. And we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We constantly seeking God. We can't forget him. Because our life depend on it. The believer's life depend on it. Because we shouldn't be like other people. We're in the world, but we shouldn't be of the world. We're passing through. This is our workstation. We are here to work. Once we find God and once we believe and we decide that God, the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. So we are here to work, and one day we're going to clock out down here on the time card for the last time. We're either going to take our rest or he has come back. Yeah, and he's come back to judge the world. So we keep these things in mind and we try to live daily as if he's returning today, so that we'll be ready to go when he comes. Yeah, we can't be forgetting our shoes or forgetting your hat or your wedding gown or whatever, because there's going to be a great wedding. And we're going to be the bride. So we're waiting on the groom to come. And when the groom show up, we want to be ready to go. But until this happens, we're in the earth. And we yet got to watch as well as pray. And some people told me, well, that's why I watch the news. I'm watching the signs of God. I'm watching to make sure that I'm not doing what God wouldn't have me to do, because the stuff is here. But all I see about the news is negativity. Negativity, negativity, negative, nothing positive. Every now and then you'll hear a little something. Well, this waitress served this man and he couldn't eat, so she took her time and cut his food. You might hear something like that. And they paid for her college fund, or she didn't have a car and she was walking 10 miles to work, so they got together and bought a car. You might hear something like that. But what they call the news, for me, it's not the news. It's just negativity and evil. Evil is just showing up and showing that I've gotten wickeder and I'm wiser. That's what evil is doing today. And this is why I say, what in the world is going on? Man can't get enough money. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Man loves money so much he'll kill people for money. He'll kill people so that he can get the grant that will keep his program going of testing. Yeah. Because he loves it. Anything you love, you'll do anything for. I've seen articles where a car fell on a child and the mother saw it. And the mother ran and lifted the car up off the child by herself. That love caused her to gain that strength, because she didn't want her child to die or suffer. So without any help, she moved that car off of her son or daughter. Yeah. I've seen articles where they had a bad accident. And the child was in the car. The mother was hurt severely. The child wasn't hurt. But the mother was severely hurt, but she was able to move that broken leg. Knee twisted backwards. She was able to hobble back there to check on her child. That's love. So when you love something, there's nothing you can't do for it. You'll gain strength like you never had before because of your love for it. So if you love money, there's nothing you won't do for it, no matter how evil it is. That's why people sell drugs. They know they're poisoning people. They know they're doing wrong. But the money that it brings, and so many people don't mind poisoning themselves. So many people don't mind it's taking over their mind and they losing their natural mind for this type of mind and putting these spirits in them. And so they just sell it because, hey, it's going to make me money. You get the feel you want and I get the money that I want. So we as believers, again, we watch as well as pray. And we try and be very careful. We pray over everything. Pray over your food, even your medication. Yeah. Because some of the medication, it works. It really works. But we got to pray over it and ask God, Lord, you gave man the mind to create medication. And I'm not taking this because I'm an addict. I'm not taking this because I want it to take me to another world, but I want the pain to stop. So I'm going to take this ibuprofen. I'm going to take these three Tylenol. Yeah. Or whatever it is. Even some anti-inflammatory medication, whatever it may be, that they say that you need. But we have to be careful because for the love of money, it really is the root of all evil. I wanted to play a couple of these for you, and we'll probably play some more. But anybody heard the commercial, Trulicity? Let's take a listen. Got it blocked.
For any of its consequences, then listen up, because this new research will change your life forever. Scientists from top universities have uncovered the real root cause of type 2 diabetes. And it has nothing to do with your diet, your genetics, or eating too many carbs or sugar. Type 2 sufferers could be at risk of other potential ailments, such as Alzheimer's, blindness, and heart disease. Don't worry, new studies reveal that most people can eliminate type 2 diabetes naturally. A breakthrough discovery has led to the creation of a potent new method that you can use to balance blood sugar, improve glucose sensitivity, eliminate mood swings, burn diabetic fat. When you start using this method for 10 seconds every morning, it can start showing improvements within 48 hours and is even more effective without special diets, without exercise, without expensive medications. So far, over 30,000 people around the world have freed themselves from type 2 diabetes using this method. Jessica, 52, lost 36 pounds of fat, stabilized her blood sugars, and is the same size she was when she was 29. She also saved a fortune in medical expenses. George R., 67, lost 42 pounds of dirty diabetic fat, sleeps better and is more energetic and experiences less mood swings. Marie L., 54, says her irritability has disappeared. She has less nerve pain and she feels like a new woman. This new method is so effective it works 9 times better than expensive medication, 7 times better than exercise, 14 times better than strict diabetic diets. And it is deeply impacting profits of the greedy $325 billion diabetes industry who are sending legal threats to remove this video. So hurry up and watch this short and free video before it's too late, below, to decimate your type 2 diabetes forever.
The name of this one is called Biglucometer. And it's telling about Trulicity and how you can, you know, get off this pharmaceutical stuff and take something more natural. So I was looking for, it's ourgoodhealthclub.com. So if you go to ourgoodhealth.com, you can look this up to see more about it. But But let's go in and let's see about the true lucidity.
I can do more to lower my A1C because my body can still make its own insulin.
And I take Trulicity once a week to activate my body to release it, like it's supposed to. Trulicity is not insulin. It comes in a once-weekly, truly easy-to-use pen. The pen where you don't have to see or handle a needle. And it works 24/7. Trulicity is a once-weekly injectable medicine to improve blood sugar in adults with type 2 diabetes when used with diet and exercise. It should not be the first medicine to treat diabetes or for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Do not take Trulicity if you have a personal or family history of medullary thyroid cancer, if you have multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2, or if you're allergic to Trulicity. Stop Trulicity and call your doctor right away if you have a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, or symptoms like itching, rash, or trouble breathing. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Taking Trulicity with a sulfonylurea or insulin increases your risk for low blood sugar. Common side effects include nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, decreased appetite, and indigestion. Some side effects can lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems. To help lower my A1C, I choose Trulicity to activate my organs. Ask your doctor if once weekly Trulicity is right for you.
Now, I don't think I would...
If you suffer from diabetes type 2 or pre-diabetes, this might be the most important...
I don't think I would be bothered with Trulicity. It's going to make me dehydrated, which is going to affect my kidneys. Nah, I think I'm good with where I am. Yeah. You know, get a good diet, you know, something that's healthy for you. Now, here's another one, and this is called Ozempic, and let's take a listen.
Once-weekly Ozempic is helping many people with type 2 diabetes like James lower their blood sugar. The majority of adults who took Ozempic reached an A1C under 7 and maintained it.
Here's your A1C.
Oh, my A1C is under 7.
And you may lose weight. Adults who took Ozempic lost on average up to 12 pounds.
Lost almost 12 pounds. Oh.
For those also with known heart disease, Ozempic lowers the risk of major cardiovascular events such as heart attack, stroke, or death.
It lowers the risk.
Oh. Ozempic is not for people with type 1 diabetes or diabetic ketoacidosis. Do not share needles or pens. Don't reuse needles. Do not take Ozempic if you have a personal or family history of medullary thyroid cancer, multiple endocrine neoplasia syndrome type 2, or if you are allergic to Ozempic. Stop taking Ozempic and get medical help right away if you get a lump or swelling in your neck, severe stomach pain, itching, rash, or trouble breathing. Serious side effects may include pancreatitis. Tell your doctor if you have diabetic retinopathy or vision changes. Taking Ozempic with a sulfonylurea or insulin may increase low blood sugar risk. Common side effects are nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, and constipation. Some side effects can lead to dehydration, which may worsen kidney problems.
Once weekly Ozempic is helping me reach my blood sugar goal.
Ask your healthcare provider today about once-weekly Ozempic. We remain committed to keeping Ozempic available and affordable during these challenging times. With the Ozempic Savings Card, you may be eligible to pay as little as $25 for a one-month or three-month prescription.
No.
Michael Nicholson. That's me. Long before I had psoriatic arthritis.
I just don't think I want to pay to have all this other stuff going on. If I take it, I'm going to get sick from taking what's supposed to make me better. And that's just medicine. Man-made medications, that's just what it does. And we just have to somewhat, as they say, choose our battles. Because you get rid of one thing to take on another. And it's just all kind of things. Here's another one. Let's take a listen to this one.
I'm Phil Mickelson. That's me. Long before I had psoriatic arthritis, I've always been a go-getter and kind of competitive. Flash forward, then psoriatic arthritis started getting the better of me, and my doctor said my joint pain could mean permanent joint damage. And Enbrel helps relieve joint pain, helps stop that joint damage, plus helps skin get clear. Ask about Enbrel so you can get back to being your true self.
Enbrel may lower your ability to fight infections, serious, sometimes fatal events, including infections, tuberculosis,
liver cancers, nervous system and blood disorders, and allergic reactions have occurred. Tell your doctor if you've been someplace where fungal infections are common, or if you're prone to infection, have cuts or sores, have had hepatitis B, have been treated for heart failure, or if you have persistent fever, bruising, bleeding, or paleness. Don't start Enbrel if you have an infection like the flu.
Nice. Visit Enbrel.com to see how your joint damage could progress.
Enbrel, FDA approved for over 17 years.
Okay, Enbrel.
If you have risk factors like heart disease, diabetes, and risk triglycerides,
Enbrel, now that can cause you to have cancer. And so I'm going to, you know, give up one illness to get a worse illness. And that's just medications, man-made stuff. Yeah. Man is not perfect. The scriptures say, trust no man. So we have to be careful. I'm not saying certain medications you shouldn't take, but what I am saying, we got to be prayerful, and we got to watch as well as pray. Because I tell you, I sure don't want to get rid of diabetes to have a heart attack. That's just something I just wouldn't want to do. All right, we're going to one more. I think this is called Vesepa. Let's see what it's called.
Vesepa can give you something to celebrate. Vesepa, when added to your statin, is clinically proven to provide 25% lower risk from heart attack and stroke. Vesepa is clearly different. First and only FDA approved. Celebrate less risk, even for those with family history. Don't take Vesepa if you are or become allergic to icosapent ethyl or any inactive ingredient in Vesepa. Serious side effects may occur, like heart rhythm problems and bleeding. Heart rhythm problems may occur in more people with persistent cardiovascular risk or who have had them in the past. Tell your doctor if you experience an irregular heartbeat or other heart rhythm problems. Possible side effects include muscle and joint pain. Celebrate less risk. Added cardio protection. Talk to your doctor about added protection with Vesepa.
That's causing me to have something else. I'm just not going to be able to do it. And we're going to one more. Here's one more for you. I think this is Jardian.
Managing type 2 diabetes? You're on it. Exercising often and eating healthy? Yep, on it there too. You may think you're doing all you can to manage type 2 diabetes and heart disease, but could your medication do more to lower your heart risk? Jardiance can reduce the risk of cardiovascular death for adults who also have known heart disease, so it can help save your life from a heart attack or stroke, and it lowers A1C.
Jardiance can cause serious side effects, including dehydration, genital yeast or urinary tract infections, and sudden kidney problems. Ketoacidosis is a serious side effect that may be fatal. A rare but life-threatening bacterial infection in the skin of the perineum could occur. Stop taking Jardiance and call your doctor right away if you have symptoms of this bacterial infection, ketoacidosis, or an allergic reaction. And don't take it if you're on dialysis or have severe kidney problems. Taking Jardiance with a sulfonylurea or insulin may cause low blood sugar.
Lower A1C and lower risk of a fatal heart attack?
On it. With Jardiance.
Ask your doctor about Jardiance.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of the diabetes and the heart problems, but I'm going to cause myself some kidney problems. So either way it go, I'm going to end up with something. It just depends on which one I want to end up with, I'm assuming. Either I want to have the diabetes and heart problems, or take this stuff and get rid of the diabetes and the heart problem, but dehydration, which is going to kill my kidneys. So I just got to decide which one I want to do. Now, we know sometimes it works different in each of our bodies if we take this stuff. You know, it's a difference. And sometimes it does nothing. But over a long period of time, it's going to do something to us. Yes, it is. It's going to do something. And again, many times we trust our doctors to try and help us out. And they're pushing whatever the pharmaceutical company is giving to them to push, because they want to stay in business, and they are also testing too. Yeah, they trying stuff. What they call this thing? Internship. You know, when pre-med school students are preschool students for medical, when they go in, they have to test out a lot of stuff. So in free clinics, and I used to be somewhat of a free hospital here that was called University, and they changed the name of it now. They done changed the name so many times, but anyway, it's where low-income people go. So they do a lot of testing on the people. They don't know that this stuff is going to do whatever. So what they try and do is they try and test it, you know, on people, on human beings. They tested it on rats and I'm assuming other animals, and it did this and that. So now they bring it to the people to test it on them. And that's just like with the this vaccination and this thing, what they call that thing, the ventilator. But most people that go on that ventilator, if they got some underlying illnesses, they're not coming off. They're not coming out alive. Because you treated them for COVID, and the underlying illness that they have, it went untreated. So after you finish with the COVID, you try and bring them back. They're not coming back. Because the underlying illness wasn't treated, just the treatment, I'm assuming, for COVID. Yeah. So we just have to, again, be careful today. We watch as well as pray. And I don't know, you may have some medicines that you've taken that it may have caused you some other problems, like the metformin did me. Years ago, as a matter of fact, Brother Louis, I had come to see you and Sherry, and we went over to the where we sat on the porch. And when I left there, I was so sick. I was like, my goodness, what is this? And I thought it was the food I ate down there, Cracker Barrel. I could have sworn it was the food that I ate. But come to find out, it wasn't the food. It was the metformin medication that I was taking. Cracker Barrel, to help me with the type 2 diabetes. So I'm like, what? So he told me what it was, the doctor did, but he tried to tell me quick. You know, so I'll move on past the metformin did it. Because after you take metformin for so long, it can give you GERD. It can give you inflammation in your stomach. And, you know, you have all these digestive problems. And see, one problem lead to another, but everybody's getting paid. Okay, now you were going to your primary care doctor. They put you on the metformin. Okay, after you've been on that for a while and you come up with GERD or anti-inflammatory or whatever it's called, now you got to go to the stomach specialist. Okay, so now you go to the stomach specialist, he's getting paid, and now he's going to do the colonoscopy, the opinoscopy, or whatever it's called, and he's going to prescribe some medications to you. Medication for pain, medication for inflammation in your stomach, medication for digestive, you see? Now, after you've done this for so long, you go into another specialist. Yes. All of this stemmed from a medication that was supposed to improve you, but it didn't improve you. It made you worse. It gave you what you did not have. Yeah, when you started off, you didn't have these things. But now you have all of this weird stuff going on. Yeah. And I can always remember, I never was really a breakfast person, but when people came around me who enjoyed breakfast, I would eat it too with them, you know, eat breakfast. And I would make my children breakfast, but I didn't care for breakfast. And they told me it was the most important meal of the day. Well, I started trying to eat breakfast, and when I would eat it, it would hurt my stomach because of medications I had took. Ibuprofen and Tylenol will knock the pain. If you have a severe toothache, if you take 3 Tylenols and 3 ibuprofen, it's going to kill that pain because of this. The ibuprofen will draw up the infection, and the extra strength Tylenol will kill the pain. But you got to keep doing that until you get to a dentist. Yeah. And if you do it often enough, it's going to affect your stomach. And then when you're doing a thing, they're telling you, well, now you have cancer in your stomach. Or we got to take your stomach out or take the lining of your stomach. And you already got underlying illnesses going on. But it all started with medication. So we have to be careful. If you can teach your children to eat healthy, to exercise, so that they won't have to take all of this stuff. Now, we know some children are born with, you know, certain things, so we understand. But if you have a healthy child that have to take no medication, then what you do is you keep them off of whatever you can keep them off of. What they got all these alphabets now, ADHD and EFG, HICK and all of this stuff. I believe all it needed was the child from an infant to be trained. Yeah, if you train that child, because see, it's father in the heart of a child, and if there's no training, your child just do what he feel like doing. He'll do a flip in the middle of the doctor's office. He'll just stand up and go to talking in the classroom while the teacher talking. You have no boundaries. No boundaries were set for the child at home. Yeah. Because some children, the more you allow them, the further they go. The more you allow them, the further they go. So you have to train them to have boundaries. Yeah. And we have to be careful giving children medication. I remember my ex told me one time, he said that these parents had given the child a whole aspirin, I think it was, Anacin, a bear. And the child had a reaction from the aspirin, and he got deaf in one ear. I think it was one of his brothers. He became deaf in one of his ears, couldn't hear. Because we can give the children the same dose that we give the adult. And some medications, I've noticed, the heavier you are, the more you need. The lighter you are, the less you need. It don't take as much. But if you have a lot of extra pounds on you, you need more. Like, say, for instance, Tylenol, two Tylenol for a person that have their normal weight, what they call your normal weight for your normal height. They take two Tylenol, bam, they're good. Pain go away, no problem. A person with excess pounds on them, overweight, they're going to need a little bit more than two Tylenol, maybe three. I've known people to take 4, and then they got results. But if they took 2, it did absolutely nothing. So you see, all of this is medical related. All of this stuff, and it can come, your problems, more problems, I should say, can come from medication. And when we listen to these TV commercials, I'm going to get rid of this to bring that. Now, here's another one called, I think it's called Entresto or Ernesto. Let's take a listen.
For people with heart failure, tomorrow is not a given. But Entresto is a medicine that helps make more tomorrows possible.
Tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow.
In the largest heart failure study ever, Entresto helped more people stay alive and out of the hospital than a leading heart failure medicine. Women who are pregnant must not take Entresto. It can cause harm or death to an unborn baby.
Don't take Entresto with an ACE inhibitor or Alisgear. If you've had angioedema while taking an ACE or ARB medicine, don't take Entresto. The most serious side effects are angioedema, low blood pressure, kidney problems, or high potassium in your blood.
Tomorrow,
ask your heart doctor about Entresto and help make tomorrow possible.
Well, you may be all right tomorrow with your heart, but you may not be all right with your kidneys. You may not be all right with something else. Yeah. Here's another one. Now, all of this is 2021 commercials.
If you or a loved one is fighting type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, this discovery could save your life. Top doctor from Arizona has discovered the real root cause of high blood sugar. And it has nothing to do with eating carbs or sugar or even genetics, but instead with baked.
But see, with all of this right here, there's a bunch of money you'll have to pay to get whatever it is they're talking about, to figure out whatever it is they're talking about. So we go on to the...
My heart failure diagnosis changed my priorities. I want time for the people I love. My heart doesn't pump enough blood, so my doctor gave me Farxiga. It helps my heart do its job better. Farxiga helps keep me living life and out of the hospital for heart failure. Do not take if allergic to Farxiga. Symptoms of a serious allergic reaction include rash, swelling, difficulty breathing, or swallowing. Stop taking and seek medical help right away. Tell your doctor right away if you have red color in urine or pain while you urinate or a genital area infection. This is a rare but serious genital infection may be life-threatening. Do not take Farxiga if you have severe kidney problems or are on dialysis. Other serious side effects include dehydration, sudden kidney problems, genital yeast and bacterial infections in women and men, urinary tract infections, and low blood sugar. Stop taking Farxiga and call your doctor right away if you have symptoms of ketoacidosis, which is serious and may lead to death.
Work time with her?
Sounds good to me. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
Well, I don't know how you're getting more time with her and your kidneys than to go out in a minute. I don't really know. But we want to watch as well as pray. And we want to ask questions about these different medications. And we want to pray over them if we have to take them. And this kind of thing. Because I tell you, that devil come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah, and so he want to steal our health, yeah, kill our dreams, and just all out destroy us all the way around spiritually and naturally. So, yeah, we have to watch as well as pray. And they have all these commercials. I'm telling you, it's been a long time back. I used to hear about this and laugh. I say, what fool is going to do this? But to my surprise, I end up doing it and a bunch of more people. We ended up giving up one illness to get another one. Yeah, because I've never heard them say, well, you take this with this and there are no side effects. You take this with that and it's gone away and there are no side effects. I haven't seen a medication like that yet. Even Tylenol will have a side effect. Ibuprofen will have a side effect. Any of the serums we take, that would be a side effect. Any man-made medication is going to have a side effect. I can't take serums, no kind. Penicillin, ampicillin, amoxicillin for children. No kind of serums can I take. Yeah, I take that, and boy, will I break out bad. Yeah. Certain foods like cinnamon, I have to really be careful eating cinnamon because it's like I'm allergic to it. And a certain kind, if I eat it, and I think it's the kind that's a man made or something. It's not the fresh cinnamon off the tree, you know what I'm saying? It'll break me out and I look like a monster. Whelps and all kind of stuff. I thought I was allergic to lemons at one time. But it wasn't the lemon, it was the cinnamon. Yeah. Because I was trying a new recipe with sweet potatoes. And I put cinnamon in it as a spice, and then I put lemon in it as a flavoring. And that thing broke me out. Well, I tried each one of them separately. When I tried the lemon, nothing happened. But when I tried the cinnamon, it broke me out. I said, okay, it's not the lemon, it's the cinnamon. Yeah, I found out which one I was allergic to. But again, we want to be careful. We want to pray over every little thing today you're putting in your body. And ask God to bless it. Because if not, we don't know what can happen. And especially fooling around with medications. And we want to be praying that God would bring us up in our trust in him and our faith in him so that we can pray and ask him to touch and heal our bodies. And that way we don't have to take this man-made medication because we heard it. Everyone, that was a side effect. There's a few more I wanted to share with you as well. And this morning, you know, the Lord is faithful to his people. He's good to his people. And this morning I was talking to him. And this come up. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to share this with the people. Because some people have some severe illnesses. Yeah. And they trust in the doctor. But the doctor, if you look at it, it's like he don't care. He's just giving you something to move you on, you know. And to help the pharmaceutical company, yeah, the people that produce these meds. So let's take a listen at this one.
Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions while taking or after stopping Chantix. If you notice agitation, hostility, depression, or changes in behavior, thinking, or mood that are not typical for you, or if you develop suicidal thoughts or actions, stop taking Chantix and call your doctor right away. Talk to your doctor about any history of depression or other mental health problems, which can get worse while taking Chantix. Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to Chantix, some of which can be life-threatening. If you notice swelling of face, mouth, throat, or a rash, stop taking Chantix and see your doctor right away. Tell your doctor which medicines you're taking, as they may work differently when you quit smoking. Chantix dosing may be different if you have kidney problems. The most common side effect is nausea. Patients also reported trouble sleeping and vivid, unusual, or strange dreams. Until you know how Chantix may affect you, use caution when driving or operating machinery. Chantix should not be taken with other quit smoking products. Call your doctor if you have high fevers, stiff muscles, and confusion to address a possible...
Now, the Chantix, I know I wouldn't go near it. Suicidal thoughts? No, I don't think so. Strange dreams? That can't be God. It can't be a godly medication for me. Yeah. And a lot of times, this stuff is for the world. Because we know to pray. Waking up in the mornings, we know to pray. Going to bed at night, we know to pray all through the day. And we know... anything that's not helping us is hurting us. And we know that it did not come from God. It come from another source. There's only two, good and evil. I'm with you, Brother Louis. I don't like to gamble with them because it's some serious stuff. Good morning, Apostle Boatwright. God bless you this morning. Yeah, it's some serious stuff. And we have to be careful what we put in our body and who we're trusting as our doctors. I had a good one, a real good, well, I got two. I had a real good one. I had a lady by the name of Wendy Stevens, and they didn't say she was a doctor. She was a nurse practitioner. And I had another nurse practitioner. Well, I got one today. I mean, now, these two women, it just appear the nurse practitioners are better than the doctors. I don't know how this happened. But they would give you the honest truth. both nurse practitioners I had. The first one, Wendy Stevens, she didn't believe in giving you medication if you didn't have to have it. She wouldn't recommend it to you. When my blood pressure was up, I went in one day. She said, well, I want to give you something that's going to help it, but I want you to be careful with this. And it was something called Tram. It was a diuretic mixed with the blood pressure medication. And it released the water out of your body. But now, if you've been on that for 10 years, 20 years, my goodness. Your kidneys raggedy. They tore up now. Along with metformin, some other stuff. They recall medications. There was one for digestion, and they had me on it at one time. I took myself off of it, though. And the next thing I know, they was recalling it back in. Don't take this. They had another metformin for diabetes that they recalled back in, too. Yeah. Yeah, because they really care about us and not trying to push anything on us. I can see it that way. I know you don't either. Yeah, they're pushing. And what I don't understand, but I guess they feel like if we get rid of some of these people and just have a certain amount of people, the earth is going to be better. And babies are born all the time, so if we push these older people out of here, we can control these new people. We can give them a new training. They won't really know a lot about walking bare feet, making mud pies, playing in the grass. You know, they won't know about that. They won't know about, at one time, people just drank out of a water hose connected to a faucet outside. We used to just turn the faucet on and just drink the water. We rode bicycles with no helmet. But these people that are being born now, I'm assuming because of the food and the medication that the parents take, the husband and the wife, the baby's born some type of weak weight. I said it yesterday. The children out the 70s and the 80s, I can't even talk about the 90s and the 2000s. I've never seen people so weak. And they don't believe in chastising children. Everything is abuse to them. Everything. If you yell at your child, that's abuse, which we don't yell at our children. You know, we talk to them. We don't beat them. We may spank them. There's a difference. But these people, if you spank them as children, 70s and 80s, they have a problem with that. Television. In some cases, what the school teach. But I look at black folks came through slavery. And they got more than a spanking. They got more than yelled at. A lot of them messed up, that's true. You got a good majority that's closed in their right minds. They know right from wrong. They're not just walking around killing people on GP. Then you have those that will, because they was never shown love and they was never taught boundaries. But again, today we have to pray. The man MC Hammer said it a long time ago, you got to pray just to make it today. Yesterday's gone and tomorrow's thought is just that, a thought. Because of this, we're not promised tomorrow. It's not guaranteed to us. We know not a day, not an hour when we'll take our last breath. And we've seen so many deaths. It's just unreal to me. So many people died. And some of these people, they died because it was time to go. Some people died because of illnesses. Some people didn't know they was ill and they died. Then they come out with the coronavirus thing and millions, you know, died from it and all kind of stuff. And then if they went in and died from something else, they were classified as coronavirus or COVID today. So it's just so much. Well, that too, premature left craziness. Because there are things that people see today that if they even try to explain it to others, they'll lock these people up and throw the key away. Because they say they're crazy, they're this, they're that, mental health. And I've never seen so many people come out with depression. And we know depression is not of God. Those are spirits. Those are demons. It's trying to destroy you. Because again, John 10:10 says the devil come but to kill. That's his only reason for coming, to steal and to destroy. So if we suffer with depression, yeah, that's a spirit has come. And we battle that in prayer, fasting, and with the word of God. They said, well, why we couldn't cast those demons out? He said, these kind come out through fasting and praying. Yeah. So we got to fast, we got to pray, and focus in this hour. We can't just let go. Because in a minute, it'll be like, oh, well, that's the norm. That's what people do. So we start accepting stuff. We start accepting what the world says. No, we're going back to the old path and take a look around. We're going to stay with the word of God. We are going as believers, the people of God, the saints of God. We're going to believe what he said. We're better off. It'll give us a way to take care of this stuff. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Faith, faith, faith. Trust God, trust God. Yeah, he's able. He's able to deliver us. He's able to heal us. But we have to get serious with him and stop leaning to our own understanding. In all our ways, we must acknowledge him. He's going to direct our path. I had an accident in 2016, already had a jacked up back. And I went to Orange Park Hospital. And they wrote me a prescription, matter of fact, several prescriptions, pain, muscle spasms, whatever it was. And the same pharmacy I have today, she's detail oriented. I'm telling you, this woman, when you get a prescription filled on her watch, she's going to make sure that the other medications have been prescribed for you. She's going to make sure that you can take this stuff with that stuff, even if it was way in your past, because she's got your history. And this is at a Walmart pharmacy, but they have one of the best pharmacists ever in my book, because she takes good care of me. So I got a prescription from the Orange Park Hospital, took it over to her to be filled, and I sent Shantae in to pick up the medication. And she told Shantae, she said, listen, your mother can't take this. She said, if she take these two medications, it won't be good for her. Do you understand? And so Shantae said, she told her, yes, ma'am. He said, because you can't mix these two meds together. In other words, had I taken those two medications, I would have been dead. Dead. From what an emergency room doctor prescribed for me. And so she said, now if she want to take the muscle relaxer, she can. But this other medication, I can't prescribe. You know, I can't fill the prescription. And I wasn't thinking at the time, so I would have gone back to the hospital and talked to the doctor that prescribed that to me, and probably would have ended up getting an attorney for malpractice. You're going to kill me? You don't know what you're doing. or you knew what you was doing and you decided I was worth dying for with this medicine you've given me. So we have to be careful. We must be careful taking stuff. Yeah. Now here's another one. I want you to take a listen to this one.
Want to know the best way to potentially make a big income online?
Well, we know
by
we
making
have
lots
to go
of small
this.
Income. Since my DVT blood clot, I wasn't sure. Was another around the corner? Or could things go a different way? I wanted to help protect myself. My doctor recommended Eliquis. Eliquis is proven to treat and help prevent another DVT or PE blood clot. Almost 98% of patients on Eliquis didn't experience another. And Eliquis has significantly less major bleeding than the standard treatment. Eliquis is FDA approved and has both.
Don't stop Eliquis unless your doctor tells you to. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve or abnormal bleeding. If you had a spinal injection while on Eliquis, call your doctor right away if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. While taking Eliquis, you may bruise more easily, and it may take longer than usual for bleeding to stop. Seek immediate medical care for sudden signs of bleeding like unusual bruising. Eliquis may increase your bleeding risk if you take certain medicines. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures.
What's around the corner could be worth waiting for. Ask your doctor about Eliquis.
Well, now, I don't know if it'll be worth waiting. I don't know, because it's going to cause me to bleed more. It's going to cause some other problems. So I just can't take it. Now, this one is from 209, and I think it's called Lyrica. But let's take a listen at this one. I'm telling you, these things has been out here a while with side effects. And they do the television commercial and tell you the side effects. This is crazy. Listen.
My muscles ached all over. I felt this deep, lingering pain that was a complete mystery to me. My doctor diagnosed it as fibromyalgia muscle pain, and then he recommended Lyrica. Fibromyalgia is thought to be the result of overactive nerves that cause chronic, widespread pain. Lyrica is FDA approved to help relieve the unique pain of fibromyalgia. And with less pain, I can do more during my day. How sweet is that? Lyrica is not for everyone. Tell your doctor about any serious allergic reaction that causes swelling or affects breathing or skin or changes in eyesight, including blurry vision or muscle pain with fever or tired feeling. Lyrica may cause suicidal thoughts or actions in a very small number of people. Some of the most common side effects of Lyrica are dizziness, sleepiness, weight gain, and swelling of hands and feet. Do not drink alcohol while taking Lyrica. You should not drive or operate machinery until you know how Lyrica affects you. If you think you might have fibromyalgia, ask your doctor about Lyrica.
Well, I won't be able to ask him about it because I don't think I want to try it. But it's just so much AHT. Yeah. All kind of stuff. You're getting rid of one illness to take on another. And it just does not make sense for me to get rid of my diabetes so that I can have kidney failure and go on dialysis. That's a little bit worse than the diabetes in my book because I got to go 3 times a week. They got to stick me, cut me, this me, that me. Yeah, that's just a bit too much. So what I may want to do is just watch what I eat, try and control it by what I eat. Now, my problem was this. I love the sweet. I love high-calorie foods. And it's not that I couldn't have some of those things, but I couldn't have as much as I usually would. You know, I could have a bagel, you know, a half a bagel with some cream cheese, a half a teaspoon of cream cheese on it. That wouldn't bother my blood sugar as much. But now, if I like a little coffee in my sugar, that's going to do some stuff. The coffee is going to do some stuff and the sugar is going to affect my diabetes. Yeah. And many more things. So we just have to pray, ask God to heal our bodies Watch as well as pray. Focus. Be careful. Fruits and vegetables are more in our favor if we have some underlying illnesses. Processed stuff, meat, cheese, we have to be careful. I was telling my friend, and he's got cancer, and I know they told him, don't do the processed foods. And so I was telling him about something I was going to have. He said, hey, don't eat that. He said, that's processed. And I promise you that's not good for you. So I wouldn't eat that. Do something different. So I started looking at boar's head, cold cuts, boar head, beef, boar heads, whatever, you know, that I'm going to make a sub with. Because you usually put turkey and ham and all this stuff on a sub. So, and I like cold cut subs. So I started looking at boar's head. It's more of a natural, not so much processed. And then a lot of stuff, it comes automatically full of salt, full of sugar, full of preservatives, full of additives. So we just want to watch our intake of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's better. It boar head meat is better for a sandwich than you buying Oscar Mayer's or this other stuff or Walmart brand. Look at Louis to my yum. But yeah, I'm looking at some things myself because I lose 3 pounds, 5 pounds, and gain 10 pounds back because of what I'm eating. And even the vegetables, I love an eggplant, but I love a fried eggplant. I love squash, but I love a squash casserole. It's got cheese, it's got bacon, you know, it's got eggs in it, all kind of stuff. So now what I'm having mainly for breakfast is a boiled egg, a piece of pumpernickel bread with a little bit of peanut butter on it, and a half a banana, and a drink, 8 ounces of water. And then let's say I have that at 10 o'clock. Well, at 12 is lunchtime. So I'll go back and I have a can of tuna, the whole can packed in water, the little round can. And have that with 5 unsalted saltine crackers because salt is in the tuna. It came with salt in it. That's what make it taste good out the can. So, you know, you want to be careful. I looked at Healthy Choice Meals. It come designed to give you everything you need in your dinner, but less salt, less this, less that. It costs money. It costs money to eat healthy. It costs money to be healthy. Yeah. And sometimes we just don't have all of that. So we have to resort back to trying to do something different. Because I'm telling you, when you have diabetes, you're going to gain that weight if you don't eat properly. And then you don't want to eat in the wrong way that your weight drops so fast and then your blood sugar start dropping. Because now you got another problem. Drink lots of water, lots of water. But dehydration kills those kidneys. So we drink lots of water. And stay away from sugary stuff, sugary drink, juices, and all of that. You know, I bought a bag of oranges and I put them, you know, squeeze the juice out, squeeze it out so that I'm not getting that same orange juice that come in the cart. And I used to love that Florida orange juice. And at one point, I could drink it because I wasn't overweight as I am now as much. I wasn't full of sugar. And so I could have me a glass of orange juice in the morning, you know, maybe 4 ounces and four 8 ounces of water, a cup of coffee, and I would be good. But today, I can't even fool with the orange juice because the blood sugar in my body will go up high. And this is what the doctor was fussing about. Go on Weight Watchers. Well, I just can't be bothered with all the counting. And I always just too bad for me. He was upset over that thing. I ask you to do Weight Watchers. Yeah, I know. And you can afford it. Yes, I can. But who going to count the calories for me? You going to come over here and count them and make meals for me? Because I'm not. Yeah. So I learned to do smaller portions now and more often. Because I can eat six meals, but they got to be very small. No sugary stuff. No salty stuff. Yeah. And I love cream cheese on anything. I could spread cream cheese on an apple and just eat it. Because of the salt in the cream cheese. That's what I'm really learning that I'm loving. You know, the creamy kind of sour texture with the salt, it just do it all for me. And I love a Ritz cracker and there's a Townhouse cracker. I love those. A Captain Wafer. So the Dollar Tree have these crackers that they're vegetable flavor, but they don't have a lot of salt and all this stuff in there. So it's best I eat those. It's kind of bland, but it's best I eat those if I'm going to have cream cheese and not a whole lot. Because anything creamy, mayonnaise, I need to stay away. Even sour cream, I need to see. It's creamy, high in calories, high in fat. Yeah. So I'm learning some stuff. And hopefully this is going to help me to get in a place where I really need to be. Because at one point I had gotten there and COVID came. And boy, look at here. I'm in the house. I'm quarantined and I'm just having my way. And I started looking at things. You cannot eat all of this stuff. Nikki baking them five flavor pound cakes. Lord have mercy. Walmart selling a chocolate cake that you refrigerate, and that thing is the bomb.com. You hear me? Stay away from it. Take all the snacks out, all the sugary stuff out your pantry, out your refrigerator. Keep a peppermint if you need something to bring your blood sugar up. You can have orange juice in the refrigerator, but you're not drinking it every day. And if you feel like your blood sugar dropping, then you have a little drop of orange juice or mint, and that'll help you. But stick to your low-fat diet, Bob, your sugarless diet, your salt-free diet. Stick to that. You won't swell. You'll lose the weight. But I have to talk to myself. Ended up with crab yesterday. No sausage, no potatoes, no boiled eggs, no shrimp, none of that. Because all of that is high in fat. High in calories. And if you dipping it in butter, although you put your little garlic on, that's not going to work because the butter is creamy. It's high in fat. Yeah. So we can eat some stuff, but we just got to be careful what we eat and how much of it. More so the intake, the calorie, the amount, the quantity of what we put in us. No sausage, brotherhood, no sausage. No egg, no shrimp. Yeah, you just eating the plain crab. And you can only eat so much of that because it's high in cholesterol and some other things. So you can only eat a small portion. Yeah. And if I stick to this, I'm going to be all right. Made homemade spaghetti, baked in the oven. And I said, be careful with that. Give the majority of it away. You know, you can eat a small portion, but and give the majority of that spaghetti away. Don't be in. And I put a lot of garlic, even put a whole cloves of garlic in it. And where I didn't roast garlic, I can eat that garlic because it's roasted in the oven still. Yeah. And garlic is good for us. Sausage biscuits and gravy. You got deep on me, Louis. You had to go there, I see. But we just want to watch as well as pray. And when they prescribe us medication, we want to talk to the pharmacy and get as much information about this medication as possible. Yeah, because they've given me, I look one day, I bet you I had a drawer full of stuff. And I said, who take this much medication? I'm not taking all of this. And I took myself off things. Now, the anti-inflammatory medication, that's why the garlic, because it fights inflammation. Turmeric. I think I pronounced it right.
Unknown caller.
Even ginger will help you to help with digestion. The turmeric, it helps with digestion. Celery helps diabetes. Celery, yeah. So there are some things we can put together, we can eat that will help those with illnesses, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, even kidney problems, you know. If your kidneys are infected, then, you know, you really want to eat your lots of garlic. And this person told me, hey, if you eat, I think they said a bulb of garlic, in 24 hours, you're going to see a difference in your body because it's going to heal a lot of things that's wrong with you. So garlic is a real good thing. They told me about the apple cider vinegar. But because of the metformin and the stomach inflammation, I have to be careful even drinking the apple cider vinegar. Lemon is good. Lemon is good. But even lemon, and it's like you got a open ulcer that's going to burn, depending on how you, you know, drink it or eat it. And I was taking, used turmeric with black pepper fruit. It's excellent. All right, let me write that down, Brother Lewis. Black pepper fruit. I had never heard of that, but I'm going to look it up. Now, I got the turmeric, yeah, and I use that. I cook basically with that. And everything but my spaghetti sauce, I didn't put none in there, but black pepper fruit. And I got to go back to turkey, fish, and chicken. When I was only eating these meats, I managed my weight. But then I stretched out and I add a little pork to this and that and started eating beef. Take the ground beef and make these patties like chopped steak and then make gravy to it. I started gaining weight. Pork sausage. I started gaining weight. Yeah. So I have to cut that back out of the diet. More fish, more turkey, more chicken. And that turkey leg, that smoked turkey leg, I just loved it with a passion. But it's full of salt. Full of sodium, because they use that to cure the leg along with smoke. So that turkey leg, I had to cut it out the diet. But I can get a regular turkey leg cut up and I stew it down with garlic and onion and turmeric and, you know, whatever I like in mine. And I can have that over a small portion of brown rice that I cook with celery, onion, and bell pepper and chicken broth, sodium-free chicken broth. So I put my little turkey over that. That's better for me. No bread, lots of vegetables. I can have green beans and sweet peas. I love that. And I can have a yellow squash. You know, I can have eggplant and cut it real, real thin and roast it off in the oven with just a drizzle of olive oil over it. And it tastes almost the same as if I deep fried it, because I used to take mine and mix up a cornmeal batter and drop my eggplant in the cornmeal batter and deep fry it. Oh, my goodness, I eat a whole eggplant. But that's not good for me. High in calories, very high in fat. The eggplant was good, but it's the way I made the eggplant. Yeah. Okay, A's in assortment of terms. Okay, so that is called bioperring. BIOPERRINE. It aids in assortment of the term turmeric. Yeah. All right, Brother Louis, you're on top of your game. Thank you, sir. The turmeric caps, I take, have okay, have that bowel pairing in it. Okay. Hey, give me the name of that capsule you're taking, Brother Louis, because I'm going to look that up, too, and I'll try that one, too. Because some foods I don't like the turmeric in, you know, some stuff I don't like it. But I put it in there because it helped the digestion. So if I can take the capsule of the turmeric and it's already got the bowel pairing in it, I think I'm pronouncing it right, then I'm better off. So we want to look at some natural things that would help us, garlic, turmeric, ginger, you know, or celery. We want to look at these things and see if we can have more of this, more vegetables, fruits, but be careful with the fruit as well, because that can be high in sugar, natural sugar, and it'll do some things to us too. So we got to have balance. We want to have balance. And again, make sure when you prescribe medication, you talk to that pharmacist, talk to your doctor. What are the side effects? How long can I take this? How long should I take it? Because some medications you get, it take it all until it's gone. That's for infection. Some medications that tell you take 3 days and no more. There was this thing, I can't think of the name of it now, but they give you like, they start you off with 7 days and then they taper the days. The first day you take 7, the next day you take 6, the next day you take 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And by the time you get to that last one, you're a whole nother person. Okay, steroids. No, it's called something else. I can't think of the name of it right now, but I had feet problems. I had gone to Georgia, and I had feet problems down there, and my feet had burst open. This is a form of diabetes to show you have, well, not diabetes, but you pre-diabetic. You coming up on the real thing, and you coming up on it fast. So my feet broke out. And everything, and I went to the doctor in Georgia, and he prescribed this medication for me. I cannot think of it right now, but anyway, I tapered off those 7 days. By the time I got to day one to take that last pill, not only had my feet healed up, my skin had cleared up over my whole body. My face was clear. I didn't have a spot or blemish. I'm like, what is this they gave me? And when I tell you, I felt like I could run a marathon. I'm like, what is this? I want some more of this. But you couldn't take it often. Yeah. You could not take it often. Okay, Brother Lua, I am going to copy this Puritan Pride habit. All right. And I'm going to pull it up over here, and I'll take a look at it after the show. Listen, if there's anyone who has something they would like to say concerning this morning, please feel free to press that number 1 and come in. I may not have said some meds that you know about, or you may have been on some meds that have affected you in some way, and you want to share, be careful with this, be careful with that. You may want to share an experience that you had with a medication. That you thought it was for one thing, but it didn't turn out that way. Yeah. Why didn't I know this cabbage recipe? Okay. Cabbage is good. All the greens, broccoli, are basically good. I love what they call shrimp fried rice, but I can't buy it from the Chinese restaurant. I have to make it on my own because I have to get a less sodium soy sauce. And a lot of the seasonings they put in it, it don't agree with me. So I can't eat that. But if I make it myself, then I know what to put in it. Okay, he said he gave it to you. I know it seems expensive, but a bottle lasts 3 months. Okay, Brother Lua, I gave it to Sherry. And after several months, the doc took her off diabetic meds. All right, I'm going to try it, sir. I am going to try it. Matter of fact, I'm going to get some today of the Puritan Pride brand. yeah, I am going to work on this intermic, what is that, Kirkman, Puritan Fried Sugar I can't pronounce words some days. It's just ridiculous, Barbara. You need to stop. But we're going to one more song, one more request of the morning. And when we come back, if you have something you would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come in and share with us this morning. Let's get this one going.
We'll be right back. radio not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good. And we believe when the praises go up to him, he send down his blessings upon us. And he's worthy this morning to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Frank. I knew you would know about them old remedies. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Old time remedies. Yeah. And they were good for us back then. They were good for us. And a lot of them are good today. I've sent women over to take geritol, yeah, to help build their iron. If they were anemic or had some other issues, you know, I would send them to get geritol. I said, Shante, go get that geritol. And she told me, they told her some type of blood building pill. I didn't tell you to get that. I told you geritol. Yeah. In the winter, we have colds and things. We took what they call Father John. Yeah. Oh, it did the trick for you. It nasty. Oh, but it did the trick for anything. Yes. Concerning a cold. Yeah. Castor oil, they gave us that. Back in my day, they had children, beer aspirin, and children, St. Joseph aspirin. And that St. Joseph had an orange flavor to it. And they would give that to me with some castor oil. Ugh. Ooh, I thought I was dying. Oh, but in a day or so, maybe that afternoon, I would begin to feel better. Yeah, God is faithful. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well, and this is a very, very interesting program today. If you would text me some of those things that Brother Louis is sending you, I do take the turmeric because, see, I'm very picky. I don't like to eat this, but I don't mind taking a pill like the turmeric and olive oil. They have pills like olive oil, and they have turmeric and vitamin D and C. I take those, but you know, they used to say, my doctor used to tell me, only eat fish and chicken. And then a commercial came on one day on TV, and then it says pork is the new white meat, adding in some more things. But they always told us beef was bad. Well, I really didn't like beef that much anyway, but I think it's time that we get back to that chicken and fish. Mostly the fish. Bake that fish. Oh, and eat that. I think we need to get back to healthy eating. We don't really need pills. Because, look, I have a friend. She was 95 years old. And then she went and got the COVID shot and she died. But, you know, she was 95 years old. And every day, all she ate was a baked piece of fish. And I said to her, don't you get tired of eating that? She says, why do you think I've lived so long? She would eat some type of green vegetable. She would make broccoli casserole or some type of green leaf spinach or something with some fish each day. Every now and then, maybe Thanksgiving, she would eat turkey breast. I would say, oh, I don't know if I can do that. She said, Jerry, you can do more than you think. So I'm thinking here, listening to you today. Nowhere in that diet it says something about cake and pie, Louie, but, you know, I'm goodness gracious. I think I've been being good since my birthday. I mean, I think I want to try a little cake and pie for Christmas. But thank God that we need to take better care of ourselves. Or if we take all these other pills, we're going to wind up with another diagnosis, something that's going to be wrong. You might go in with COVID, but you'll die with something else. So is it any good to take all this medication? You ever notice when the firemen come, well, I've fallen a lot. And when I fall, they come pick me up, take me to the hospital. First thing they do, they inject something in my hand like IV. I'm like, how do they know I need this? And all they did was just come pick me up off the floor. we're always putting something in our body, but I've learned, my mother used to say this, even Mr. Robert, it's not how much you eat, it's the right eating. Now, he ate beets. In fact, he would go to the market and get fresh beets. He ate green vegetables, and that's why I thought he would live longer than me, because he ate so much healthier than I did. He very, very rarely put anything sweet in his body. He said, do you know those sugar is what pulls on to the arthritis and make it hurt? Stay away from the sugar, Geraldine, and you'll stop hurting so bad. And I'm learning that. Stay away from the sugar. Thing causes another thing to happen to you. I miss those old-time remedies. Castor oil. We didn't take out some bare aspirin. We take the mother shook up some coke and pulled the castor oil in and you swallowed it quick. Oh, I thought I was going to die. I don't even like Coca-Cola today. Oh, he is good. So do you hear me, Sister Barbara?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you nice and clear, Sister Jerry.
Good. But, yeah, it was the healthy eating in those days. Even when they bought us the box of cheese, they didn't bring us sweets. They bought us cheese and milk and meat, canned meat. They bought us what was good for us. So I would like to know what was that Brother Louis, those recipes, because I need to order me some of those medications. Especially
okay.
That turmeric.
Yeah, the turmeric, it comes with the bowel pairing, I think it's called. But I would text this to you, Sister Jerry. I'll text it to you so that.
I got to eat better. Got to do better.
Yeah.
Nothing but God keeping me here. Mm-hmm. And he said, trust no man. But we're dropping these pills in our system. Like, okay, here's a little opium, Miss Crowd. Here's a little oxy over here. Here's a little hydrocodone. They give you so much pain pills, they say you don't even know if you're coming or going.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I want to stick with the broccoli. I want to stick with the spinach. I don't like those things to eat. But I truly do love to want to live a good life that God has given me. But he is good. Yes, God is so good to us all. And everybody have a great day. A very good day, and may God continue to bless us all in the mighty name of Jesus. And good morning to everybody. I'm not going to try to be like Brother Anthony, know everybody's name. I'm going to be going to murder you, and the name will be gone. But good morning to everyone, and it feels good when I hear your names called. It's like I found some new friends, and what a friend we all have in Jesus, so I'm enjoying this program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And that's what we want to do. We want to get what helps us and what we can use to bless us, because we're trying to live without all the medication of the doctor. We're trying to have a better life, you know, feel better, be able to walk, run, skip, hop, jump. Yeah, and we can do these things if we eat right and put what's right in our bodies. I was looking back through the scriptures of Genesis and seeing what God gave Adam and Eve to eat. And I really didn't see meat in there, although, you know, the cattle of the field and all of that. But he gave us those vegetables and herbs and all that kind of thing. And so that was good for us. It's when man went out of his way to do some crazy stuff. Yeah. And that's when all this other stuff come in now, you see. So we want to go back and see if we could correct this and eat what's healthy for us. Chicken, fish, I even throw turkey in there. And turkey help you sleep. It does. I eat me some turkey, and it's not long. I can feel it coming on. Yeah. And I love a turkey wing, and I love a turkey leg. Now, the breast, y'all can keep all that white meat. I just was never one to love it. But we look back at the old remedies, too, the old things that our parents or grandparents or somebody from back in the day gave us to eat. And it worked better for us. My mom would even make blackberry pies, blueberry pies. Yeah. And
yeah.
For some reason, back then, it didn't do me like it would do me today. Even the sweet potato pie, you know. She didn't do a whole lot of pumpkin pies, but every now and then, she would even make a pumpkin pie. And it just did not affect me the way that this stuff affects me today. I don't even know if the sugar was the same back then because I ate a lot of it and it didn't affect me the way it does today because I know a lot of things they was using back then that was real that today they found out if they take that out and put something artificial in, they could make more for less money. Because when I look at things, and I could be wrong, but when I look at things, all I see is money. Money to say, you know, to give you this less of what's real, and it costs me less to give you less of what's real, but I make more money off of it because I can put more out there. Cereal and all this stuff. I stopped eating cereal, too much sugar. And even the Raisin Bran, I love Raisin Bran with peaches or Raisin Brans with bananas. But when I looked at the flavor, too much sugar, too much sugar. So I stopped even eating Raisin Bran. And it was good for me. It was good for me. But when I saw too much sugar, no more Raisin Bran. Cheerios. I would eat the Honey Nut Cheerios, but then I looked at that and it was like cardboard. And I said, well, no, I can't do this either. Milk, I come off of the milk. I stop drinking milk and just take vitamin D. Yeah, and some other pills, E and things, because milk wasn't good for me after I turned 19. All before 19, I could drink a gallon of milk and it would do absolutely nothing. I turned 19, I drank a half a cup of milk. And it would just mess with my stomach real bad. So I said, no, milk. I got to let milk go. So in my older years, I cut milk out of the diet. And now I eat ice cream. I would eat ice cream, you know, something like that. But cheese, eggs, milk, I got away from it, you know. And I would use buttermilk to make biscuits still. But just drinking milk, because a slice of cake and milk, a brown and some ice cold milk went together, but not no more, not for me. Yeah, because I loved the milk, but the milk did not love me. Yeah. But I remember those days. I remember those days. Like I said, I would walk bare feet and stick a nail in my foot, step on a nail some kind of way on in a board. I don't know what it was. And I would go home and say, Mama, I stepped on a nail and it's hurting. She would be like, oh, my goodness, get them shoes. You're going to put them shoes on. And she would immediately get a piece of fat back, put turpentine on it, and put it on my
and
foot.
And a penny.
Yeah, she didn't use the penny, Jerry. Some people use it, but she just used the turpentine and the fat back and wrapped my foot up. And I'm walking on my heels. And she would say, now get somewhere and sit down. And don't you go back outside. And if I get you out there without them shoes, it's going to be me and you. I done told you, stop walking bare feet like you don't have shoes. Well, I hated shoes. And so I would get a splinter in my hand. I would cut myself. And she would be like, what in the world are you doing? You're a girl. You want all these marks on you, all these scars on you. I was like, I can't help it. I'm this and that. She's like, well, I tell you what, I'm going to help you today. You stay inside. And that'll keep the scars off you. That'll make you behave today. Yeah, because I wouldn't do it. I would be wide open out there running, ripping, flipping, and just doing stuff to myself, you know. And it was a lot to do to yourself during those days, because it wasn't like it is now. Yeah.
And you could be in a house back then.
Wait, say that again, Sister Jerry.
You didn't stay in the house and play video all day. I was climbing trees like a wild woman and swinging from the trees.
Thank you.
And exercise outside. They didn't have time to get back inside.
No.
Just not playing video.
No.
You went outside. You came in. You knew what lizards were and butterflies.
Yes.
My grandson told me the other day, Grandmama, I'm enjoying watching the bees gather the nectar out the plants. I said, baby, you like being outside? Well, he's in the country. He said, yes. And I'm learning about the waltz. There's a difference between a waltz and a bee.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. See, we knew all of that. Brother Frank said that he was familiar with the penny because it happened to him when he was a little boy. So they had to tie his foot over that fat back in that penny. But it worked. It sounds strange. It sounds strange, but it worked. Yeah. And back during those days, if I came and told my mom, Mama, I can't go to the bathroom, she said, okay, I know what's wrong with you. Come here. And baby, she would give you that castor oil. Oh, my lamb chop.
It's brown. It was sweet, though. It was a sweet syrup. Was that castor oil?
No, that was castoria.
Castoria. Oh, it was good. I was just making up, Mom, I'm having a hard time going to the bathroom. She said, it didn't look like that the last time you went. She said, you're running all over the place. That's not no drink, Jerry. That's medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get something sweet any way I could.
Yeah. All that type of stuff right there. Look, they went in the yard and pulled what we call catnip. And they would pull that and rinse it off and boil it and make a tea from it. And my dad would put a little bit of sugar in it. And he would say, drink this. How that tastes? And I would be like, it tastes good. I didn't know I was drinking medication. So we're drinking
there
all.
I didn't either.
Yeah, and I would drink it all. And he never would tell me what I was doing until I got older. Yeah. We would go and we could eat sour grass out the field. It had like a reddish pink flower on top, like.
Mm-hmm.
And you rip that the pink part off. We didn't wash it or nothing. We just ate it. And my mom used to say, well, if you're going to eat it, you should wash it. Because dogs urine on it. I ain't no dogs urine on it. We didn't know what they did. But we would eat the sour grass straight out the earth. You hear me? Plums.
And we ate everything from the earth.
Yeah.
We would drive to Blackshear, Georgia, and get those stuffing nine grapes. Ooh, they was good.
Yes. Yes. Stuff nine. We called them bullets. Yeah.
Oh, bullets. Ooh.
Pull them off the back.
I miss those days, Barbara.
Yes,
because now the doctor's giving us medicine to get a kickback from the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah. But back then, the younger generation, they don't know about all of that because all they know is to go to the doctor and the doctor prescribed medication. That's all they know. But see, we knew a tad bit more because our parents gave us natural remedies. Natural remedies, yeah. Hot tea and all of that, yeah. And my dad, every blue moon, he would let me have a little coffee with the cream in it, the canned milk.
Yeah.
And back then, you could even buy like the half and half. It was called something else by Seal Test.
Carnation milk.
Yeah.
And pet milk.
And pet milk. That's what you had. Yeah. Now, my dad, he told us, he said, they didn't have pet milk and they didn't have carnation. They had cow milk. They got their milk out the cow and put it in their coffee. And one time he bought a gallon of real milk that come out of the cow. I think my daddy paid $6 for a gallon of milk. And he brought that home and shared it with my brother and I. And we was like, no, what is this? We don't like, oh, no. And he was like, oh, these kids then got here and got this homogenized milk. They don't want to drink real milk. This is the real milk from the cow. We was like, no, we can't drink that. Don't buy no more of that, Daddy. And he drank that milk himself. My mom didn't even like it because we wasn't used to cow milk, fresh cow milk. We wasn't used to that. We was used to Sealed Test and Borden, you know, people.
Right. But see, we had a little farm. We had chickens, and we had to get up and go feed the chickens and get those eggs. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. We had to milk the cow. I don't like milk today because we had to milk the cow.
Wow. Now, see, we had chickens to get the eggs, and we had a garden. But we didn't have a cow, we didn't have a pig. We had to go to Georgia for that.
And then we had the greens in the garden. Oh, them was the best greens when you get them out the garden.
Yes. And see, she used to go early in the morning, she said, when the dew hit them. And then she'd go pick them out the garden. And they would be tender and fresh. And she would wash them, clean them, and wash them, cut them up good, put smoked meat in it, and not too much water, and it cooked to perfection.
And get that turnip, them turnips, and put them turnips up in there. Woo.
Yeah, and for the turnips, she used to make a cornmeal dumpling and put that in the pot. And the broth off the greens would soak into the dumpling. So it was like you was eating cornbread and greens. Yeah, all of this kind of stuff they did back in the day. And it was good.
We had no sickness.
We wasn't sick like people are today. And you didn't see a lot of overweight people either, Jerry. You didn't see a whole lot of, you saw a person weigh 300 pounds, you was floored. You thought they were weighing 1,000 pounds because that's not what you saw every day. Because people were active. People worked in factories. They worked at the chicken farm or the poultry. Because we had Mullins poultry and Draper's poultry. I think Draper's was over there off Stockton and on McCoy Creek, down McCoy Creek. And if I'm not mistaken, the other poultry was down Beaver Street. And it was a lot of women and men that worked at these poultries. And they would bring chicken feet. They would bring chicken feet for free.
Chicken feet home. We would have chicken feet. Mama would brown, stew them, and purloin them. We had chicken every day in different ways.
In different ways. You had chicken feet that stretched the meal. And my mom used to fry them and put them in the top of the warmer of the wood stove so that when we came home from school, that would be a snack for us. Yeah. And then she would stew them and put macaroni in them. Sometimes she put rice in them, you know, different things.
Right.
To make it a different meal. And,
you had
a lot
of chores to do in the evening. When you got out of school, you had to wash them clothes on the rub board.
Yeah.
And I was so happy when we got that washing machine that we could roll it in there and wring the water out the clothes.
Yes.
And go outside and hang them up, and boy, your hands froze in the wintertime.
Yes, ma'am. But that's where them clothes
are. Now the children don't even want to take them out to dry them.
They don't know about that. Everything is in the house. And see, that's why we didn't gain a lot of weight, because they had days they did laundry. My mom did her laundry on Monday. And she had like maybe 4 or 5 number 10 tubs, you know, the white clothes was done first, and you rubbed them clothes on a rug board. Yeah, I don't care what it was, if it was white.
Oh, and your hands would be hurting.
Hurting. Then she do the light color, then the dark, the quilt sometimes, and all kind. Oh my goodness, all kinds of stuff.
And she taught us how to make those quilts. Some old clothing we would put together and make quilts so when the winter came, we had nice blankets.
Yes, yes. My mom would go over to Hardy Street. You know where Hardy is, the next street over from Bob, down behind Jungle Jolly. Remember where Jungle Jolly store used to be?
Jungle Jolly, the Chinese store.
No, that's Chung Lee. Chung Lee was down there on Acorn and McQuaid. Jungle Jolly was all the way down right behind S.P. Livingston School on that corner back there.
Right, and you got them noun later.
Yeah. The next street over was Hardy. And my mom had a lady over there, Miss Hall. She used to go over there and help Miss Hall wash on a Wednesday. That was her wash day. And, you know, different ones would come and help with different things with each other. And I was like, no, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to do all of this when I get grown. It's too much doing. But what I didn't understand at the time, it was the best doing that you could ever do. You knew your clothes was clean. They smelled good. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't additives and preservatives and stuff. You know, you did it yourself, basically. Yeah. My dad would get a hog head and make what they call hog head cheese. He would make souse meat.
Ooh, I call that. I call Brunswick that
soup.
That's a good eating.
And Jerry, I got it in the freezer up there now, and I'm not going to touch it. I'm going to give it away. But, you know, they had all this stuff for you. And when Christmas came, they did a lot of stuff themselves. It wasn't store-bought stuff. They made their own fruit. And pies and all this stuff, and you didn't have to worry about all the additives and preservatives being in it because it was made fresh and it was supposed to last only so long, and you got rid of the rest, you know. But they gave quite a bit of stuff away and kept, you know, just enough for our house, but they made it big because that's the way you did things, and you shared with your neighbors.
You share it with your neighbor, and your neighbor share it with you. But we don't share anymore. We're so busy stealing from each other, but we shared.
Mm-hmm.
We shared and shared alike. And today I want to tell God, thank you for the sharing. It taught me how to be a giver.
Yes. Well, see, too, today, Jerry, it's embarrassing, they say, to ask your neighbor for a cup of sugar or two eggs. I remember when my mom used to say, go tell Miss Mike Powell, let me get three eggs and a cup of sugar. And I would go over there and I would say, God, mama said, can she have three eggs and a cup of sugar? And she would go back there and hook it up and give it to me, and I'd take it to mama. And then when I would come back in the house in the evening, she had a cake bake. And I said, where you get that from? That the eggs and the sugar I got from Miss Mac Paul, that's what I needed it for. I needed three more eggs to make this pound cake.
And
I would
and
be like,
we have eggs and things, and the cow mama would whoop that milk and the butter. She would share with her neighbors the cake that she baked because her neighbor had children. It was a giving. It was a working relationship.
Well, it was somewhat what they call bartering. Yeah, what they
bothering,
call bothering
yes,
Jerry. Yeah.
Bothering.
You give me this, I give you that, because I knew another lady, and she would go to Georgia and come back with these hams. And so my mama wanted one of those cured hams, so she told my mama, she said, well, you make me a pan of 12 biscuits, and you get the ham. And so my mama would make her the buttermilk biscuits, and she would give her ham, and she'd give my mama my mama give her the biscuits. My mama bought it, even pies, because the lady could cook. That woman could cook a pot of greens, a pot of spinach, Jerry. Because, you know, we wanted spinach because we saw Popeye eat it. And there was a guy, we called him Marblehead. And we were scared of him because he towed a big knife on his side. And he had wore a cowboy hat and cowboy boots, a black man. And he was real small and kind of short. And the way he walked like he was bad. So we were scared of him. But he loved
yes,
my parents.
Lord.
My
we all, we bothered. And everybody helped, watched everybody's children.
Yeah, that too.
That's
too.
What they did.
You didn't get away with nothing. Somebody
If Sister Mary said you did it, you did it. And Sister Mary had the right to spank you, and then Mama was going to spank you too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
Lord,
look,
we
Mama,
thank you.
Yes, we do, Lord. Mama here brought a case of spinach, and it was in like that that wooden, kind of wooden thin box. I forgot what you call it now, but he brought that spinach, and he told my mom, he said, your kids talked about spinach because they saw Popeye eat it, and if you cook this, all I want is just a plate. Whatever you cook it, just make me a plate. She took it in there that day, cleaned it up, washed it up. She didn't chop it. And she put that smoked meat in the pot and less water because she said spinach made it its own water. And Jerry, she cooked that spinach up in there, had cornbread, fried chicken.
Mm.
And I told my brother, I said, Papa didn't eat cornbread and chicken with his spinach. He just ate the spinach. And my brother said, but it come out the can. This not out the can. I said, well, let's get a pork and bean can and wash the can out and put the spinach in it and act like we got it out the can like Popeye.
Oh, y'all so creative.
Yeah, because, you know, children got a wide imagination, you know. And so we did all of those kind of things. We would go down the railroad track and pick blackberries and dewberries and eat so many bring so many home. We would eat plums and all that kind of things. And when we run, even, you know, you could hear it in our stomach because we full of it. Yeah, you had all of that. But then, you know, everybody started becoming more modernized and, you know, got away from that, you know, somewhat, especially in the 70s. They really, really started getting away from everything in those 70s. But those were the days, and I promise you, those were very good days. No video games. We didn't have no phones and no internet. All our stuff was outside. We used to race each other down the street in the evenings, played kickball, all of this with the neighborhood children. Yeah, just like you see spanking our gang, we had it like that, but it wasn't a club. It was just a bunch of neighborhood children, and everybody knew everybody. Yeah. And I could play with those children. Now, there were days when my dad said, don't leave the yard. I don't want you outside the yard. We didn't understand what was going on, but we didn't leave outside that yard because he didn't play the radio, and he was the disciplinary in the house. He was the one who did the
spanking. And when the outside light come on, you be in the house.
Be in the yard. You better be home. And for us, when dinner was served, you better be home when dinner was served. Because you'd get in trouble for that. Because he would always say, your mama work hard, and then she cook you a whole meal, and you going to be missing from the meal? I don't think so. And then that was our time to tell our dad and our mom whatever we wanted to tell them, stuff that was happening at school. If I had gotten in trouble in the community or whatever, it was my time to tell him right there at the table while he was eating good dessert, because I got less of a punishment. But if I waited and somebody else told him and he had to come to me, then I'd tell him, oh, I got a worse punishment. I got longer days. And Jerry, do
Mama,
you remember this?
Don't let the sun go down. And I'm hearing it from Ms. Dunlap, and I didn't hear it from you.
Okay. Well, Jerry, do you remember this? They would put you on punishment to wash dishes for a week. They would put me on punishment to wash them dishes for a week. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, my goodness, I would be upset over that thing. But I couldn't let them know how upset I was. I used to talk back to Jerry when they weren't around. I couldn't talk back in their face, But when they was gone,
I mumbled.
I mumbled,
but I didn't say it loud. I mumbled. And I still got a slapping for mumbling. But now, he's jealous now.
Yeah, I knew better than mumble. Now, you just walk away, Jerry. That's what you did in my house. You just walked away. Whatever they said.
I was crazy. Okay. I did a little mumbling. God, that butt tore up so many days.
Yes, Lord. But it was good for you. I promise you. It made you who you are today, Jerry. And
food in those days is better for you than what we're doing and eating now.
Yes, ma'am, it is. Yes, ma'am, it was, I should say. Yes, it was. Better food. And them women could cook. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they could cook. This we getting out with all the seasoning salt and all of that garlic powder. And they didn't cook with those things. My mom just had the naturalness in her hand. That woman could season up some chicken with salt and pepper. And the colonel couldn't touch it. Popeyes couldn't touch it, Jerry. Her biscuit, Popeye playing games. They could never touch her. Yeah. And she made it from flour, shortening, and buttermilk. Oh, yeah. So listen, if anyone else have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Well, we're going to one more song of the morning. Hello. All
right. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through, all right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, Uncle Richard, please. Let's do it.
I was lost in sin, didn't have a friend.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Bishop Richard White, Mr. Clean himself. I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah, we thank God for it. All right, Brother Anthony, coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, sir. Your mic is open, Brother Mike. I mean, Brother Anthony, Brother Anthony. Okay, is your phone muted? We hear a little clicking, but we don't hear you.
Hello?
Uh-huh, we can hear you now.
Okay, yeah, I was on mute. In my pocket, but good morning to everybody. We thank God again another day. Life helps me keep my right mind, and allow me to see another day. Thank you for the activity of my limbs, and thank you for who he is to me and what he's doing in my life. And so I'll say good morning to everybody. To you again, Miss Barbara, Sister Jerry, Brother Frank, Brother Louis, Sister Simone, Sister Rita, Sister Brown, Sister Jerry, Sister Fionn, Brother D, Brother Mike, and all the Leafoot family, good morning as well. And just thank God again for everybody tuning in and listening, and being able to, you know, get some insight on certain things and, you know, come together and fellowship in the morning. So I just want to say good morning to everybody. Y'all have a blessed day. Continue to keep me in y'all prayers, and I keep y'all in mind. When y'all have a blessed, wonderful rest of the day. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You too, bro Anthony. I don't know why I'm calling you Mike. Bro Lewis, say, hey, bro Anthony. Yes, sir. We thank God this morning for bringing us this far in the week. And we headed towards the weekend already. Tomorrow be Thursday. Tomorrow I will not be here, because they are having the military burial for my daughter. And so I won't be here tomorrow, but we pray that the Lord bring us back Friday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I plan to be back on Friday, but tomorrow I won't be here. And that phone call, I know y'all heard it. That was the doctor calling me to come today between 1 and 2. Because I had a 3:10 appointment today to see if they can shoot me in that knee and make that knee better. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be over there at 2 o'clock and so that I can prep to be ready for my 3:10 appointment. But again, tomorrow, Thursday, I won't be here. So we pray again to be back on Friday, 7 a.m. Want to say good morning to everybody. It's been a couple of days. And a good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, Sister Simone, Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah, Sister Lexis, Sister Michelle, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, again, Sister Jerry. Good morning to you ladies, Sister Kim Hopps, and Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, Sister Yvonne, and our very own Apostle Claudia Boatwright this morning. Good morning to you ladies, and God bless you, God bless you. And good morning again to you, Brother Louis, and Brother Jermaine, and Brother Anthony, and Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hopps, and Brother George West Perry, and Brother Lee Hamilton, and Brother Marquez Griffin, Brother Frank, Brother Justin Gilmore, and Brother Calvin. Good morning to you, and God bless you. Thank God for each and everyone tuning in, those coming through the archives and the podcast. We thank God for you. We thank God for you and all our new listeners. God bless you. God bless you. Feel free to send me a message on Facebook or text me or something, and let me know that you're tuning in, that you're listening. And we just thank God for you. We just thank God for you. Thank God for the realness of him. Thank God for his love for us. Ooh, he so loved us. He sent his only boy. Ah, thank you, Jesus. He sent his only begotten son. Ah, his son, Jesus, to suffer for us, to die for us. Hallelujah. Went down and conquered all power and rose with it. Hallelujah. And he's on our side today. So we're grateful unto him, and we're praying and praying about these medications, praying about eating a better food. They're calling it organic. In the beginning, I didn't understand what's organic. It's the original food. Well, I thought it all was original, but it wasn't. So we eat what they say is organic, and that may not be real, you know, because it's about money. Everything is about money today. But we trust God, and we keep it moving in him, and we are so thankful unto him today. So if no one else have anything else they would like to say, I will pray us out this morning, and we pray the Lord bring us back Friday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good morning, my Nikki, and good morning to my 708 area code. God bless you. Good to see that 708 down there. I look for it every morning, and it's a good thing. Sister Rose Brown, God bless you this morning. Honey Bunny, I'm waiting on the lady to call me back, Rose. She did call me, and she left a message, and she said she would call me back. So that's what I'm waiting for. And as soon as I talk to her, Rose Brown, I'll call you. Hallelujah. It's all right today in Jesus' name. Okay, let's pray. Father God, we thank you today, Father, for you know what's best for us. We thank you, Lord, that you bring these things to our attention, medications, food, the things that's right. We thank you for bringing it to our attention. We thank you for being able to focus. And Lord, we ask that you would lead and guide us in the right path for your name's sake. And Father, those that are sick, we ask that you would heal this morning in the name of Jesus. We know you to heal all manner of sickness and disease, diabetes and high blood pressure and heart problems and livers and kidneys and whatever it is. There's nothing too hard for you to do. With you, nothing is impossible. Heal this morning, Father. Show your people that you're a healer in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And Father, we give you the praise. And we ask it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch today between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus. And give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, October the 6th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye, and we pray the Lord bring us back on Friday. Have a blessed day. We're not going to go to one more song of the morning. I got to get the phone. So have a blessed day. Have a blessed day. All right, Shaw.